have a big idea like that, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but when you have an idea that big and you're like, I have to do this, I don't know why I have to do this, but I do, you can't really do anything else.
This is the Alchemized Life podcast, and I am your host, Ava Johanna, transformational mentor, speaker, teacher, and most importantly, a woman on a mission to bring wellness to the world. This podcast was created to bridge the gap for anyone craving more love, health, and happiness in each and every day. And with every episode, you will receive practical guidance to create magic in your own life. Combining the expertise of wellness visionaries and thought leaders, each week we will bring it back to basics and provide you with the tools meant to empower you to thrive emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So together, let's ditch the mean girl, you can't sit with us vibes, grab your favorite yoga pants, and start to find your uniquely alchemized life. Okay, you guys, before we jump into today's episode, I want to share a very special offer with all of you. A lot of you guys know that I'm a huge advocate for CBD. I've been using Athletic CBD oil specifically for the past 3 months, and if you've been following me, then you know it has been such a game changer in my daily routine. So besides being full spectrum hemp oil, which is the highest quality of CBD, there's also magnesium, zinc, glutamine, vitamin B, and all of these vitamins work together simultaneously to help your muscles recover faster while also giving you all of the different CBD benefits. I actually interviewed the founder, Conrad Roncati, about, I'd say, a month ago, and it was such a popular episode, and it's so cool to see so many of you sharing screenshots and tagging me and tagging Athletic CBD after you've gotten your order. So the team at Athletic CBD is awesome and is giving all Alchemized Life listeners 15% off of their order. So if you are interested, which I just can't imagine why you would not be interested, CBD is non-psychoactive and there's so many healing benefits to it. So you can go to athleticcbd.com and enter the code ALCHEMIZED15, again, for 15% off your order. That's athleticcbd.com and the code is ALCHEMIZED15 for 15% off of your order. Enjoy. Hey guys, welcome back to the Alchemized Life podcast. My name is Ava Johanna. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I am currently sitting with my best friend, Michelle. Yes, she just put her hand up because she wanted her shout out. We're in our bathrobes about to get ready for my rehearsal dinner. My wedding is tomorrow and we are super, super excited. I'm also super excited for this week's episode, but I'm going to keep it short because I have total wedding brain and I'm just really excited to jump into today's episode. You guys know I love meditation so much. I teach meditation, I preach meditation, and today we have Susie Yaloff-Schwartz coming onto the podcast. She's the founder and CEO of Unplug Meditation. So for those of you that don't live in LA, you may just know Unplug from their awesome meditation app. I did the 30-day challenge in January. And for those that live in LA, you know that there are meditation studios that Unplug created in West Hollywood and in Brentwood. And they are amazing because they are drop-in secular meditation studios and so beautiful. And there's all these different incredible meditation teachers there. If you've listened to the podcast for a while, then you know Shannon Algeo, who was a podcast guest in the earlier episodes. He teaches at Unplug and is so amazing. I love him so much. And I remember going to a meditation at Unplug of his, and it was just so relaxing and cool. And I just highly suggest it for those of you that are in LA, or if you're visiting LA, to definitely go check out Unplug because it will get you into meditation if you are not already a total fanatic. So Susie Yaloff-Schwartz is also the author of Unplug, A Simple Guide to Meditation for Busy Skeptics and Modern Soul Seekers, and is the creator of, again, the guided meditation app. I really love the app because there's so many different ways that you can use it. There's guided meditations, there's timers, there's just background music to really help you drop in whatever way is comfortable for you. In today's episode, we talk all about establishing a meditation routine that works for you, the benefits of meditation, and really how you can use meditation to stay grounded and get back into alignment. So it's a really fun episode. We do a little bit of essential oil tasting, or I guess not tasting, smelling at the end. And it was really nice. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode. If you listened last week, then you already know everybody that is leaving a review and sending it to me during the month of April is going to get access to Unbreakable Confidence, which is my 30-day email course all about dropping imposter syndrome, the negative self-talk, and stepping into a place of empowerment and alignment. So again, every review helps to get this podcast out to even more people. So I really wanted to say thank you to those that leave a review. So again, send me a screenshot. My Instagram is at Ava Johanna, or you can tag the podcast at The Alchemized Life and let us know that you are listening and reviewing and sharing it with those that you think would benefit with it as well. Finally, this month, I am launching my group mentorship program. It starts on April 30th, and the final day to get applications in is on April 22nd. So for those of you that are interested in joining the group mentorship, head to the show notes. That's where you're going to find the link and all of the details about the application process, really who it's for, and just all of the details and all the yummy goodness, because it is going to be such a fun and powerful experience. And if this feels good to you, then please do not hesitate to reach out. So let's just jump into today's episode. I hope you guys have an amazing week, and I'll see you on the other side. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to The Alchemized Life. Today, I am joined by Susie Yalof Schwartz, who is the founder and CEO of Unplug Meditation in Los Angeles and also an author of the book Unplug. I am so excited to talk with you today and to totally geek out on meditation. So thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
So I'm curious, where did your meditation journey begin? What was it like? Do you remember the first time you meditated?
100%. But, you know, here's the thing. We all probably have been meditating since birth and didn't even realize that we were. But the first time I officially meditated was with my mother-in-law. I was very stressed out, and she guided me through a three-minute practice. She asked me to close my eyes, imagine myself in Jamaica, slow down my breath. And when I opened my eyes 3 minutes later, I felt incredible. Mm-hmm. And I said, how did you do that? And she said, it's called meditation. You should learn how to do it. Mm-hmm. And so after that moment, I was like, where can I find this? How can I do this every single day? So I started Googling places to meditate, and it was 2012. And at the time, there was no easy way to do it. There was only these longer programs or expensive programs or random temples that you would go into. There was no kind of in and out situation, kind of like I learned with her. Mm-hmm. So I said to my husband as a joke, I'm like, I should open up a meditation studio. And he said, you should learn how to meditate first. So then I literally studied from everyone. I took the Deepak Chopra 21-day meditation challenge. All of them. Have you done those?
Mm-mm, no.
They're so good. Then I did the UCLA 6-week program, which was phenomenal. It was a mindful, it's called MARC, Mindful Awareness Research Center. Then I did, you know, classes at Shambhala, classes at Insight LA, classes everywhere. And I would go to all these different places and I would love the classes, all of the different styles, but most of them only taught one type. Mm-hmm. So I thought, how do you bring all of these amazing things and edit it in a way that people understand it, get it, simplify it, it feels accessible, friendly, fun, and that they would want to practice all the time. And so I was kind of taking notes as I was taking all these classes, probably not what I should have been doing when I meditate.
Eyes closed.
Yeah. I'm like, why did she have to speak so slow? So that's kind of how it happened.
Amazing. So let's reverse then. Where did the stress come from when you were needing that meditation? I know that you were working in a very fast-paced industry. So where did all of this kind of accumulate to the fact that you just desperately needed meditation?
Well, I had left my three kids in Los Angeles to do a job in New York. And my husband was there and we had a new babysitter and I just didn't feel comfortable. And that's what the stress was. I really felt uncomfortable leaving the kids with my husband who was working and a new babysitter. Mm. And I just was kind of not panicking, but close to. And she calmed me down.
Okay. So with the with this discovery of meditation, what was that next step? Did you leave your job initially, or where was the transition into opening the space?
So what happened was I was working back and forth for Lord & Taylor in New York City, and I was doing Taxi TV commercials. Before that, I was at Glamour for 14 and a half years doing makeovers. I was on Today Show, Good Morning America, CBS Early Show, doing mass makeovers all over the country for them. And all the while for Glamour magazine. So they were felt we were shooting them for the magazine, and then we were filming them for the TV shows. And then we moved out here, and I stopped working for 6 months, and then I started working again, and it felt uncomfortable because I wasn't with my family, and I didn't have my regular babysitter, and it was hard. And then I went back to work in fashion, and I was going back and forth. But at the same time, I was doing a lot with Good Morning America here in Los Angeles. And when I learned that hack and the idea was planted in my head, I realized, wow, like, I need to do this. When you have a big idea like that, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but when you have an idea that big and you're like, I have to do this, I don't know why I have to do this, but I do, you can't really do anything else. So what happened was I was taking all these classes, and GMA was calling me to do different segments on what Kate Middleton was wearing. She was about to get married. And I just was kind of stressing because I felt like I wanted to be at the classes and I wasn't wanting to be on TV anymore. And I wasn't wanting to do fashion anymore. And I really was transforming as I was doing this practice at the same time. The things that used to be important to me were not important to me anymore, and this seemed much more interesting.
Where do you think that came from? Because I totally agree, and I first got a glimpse of that during my yoga teacher training, that I just started seeing, like, things just weren't necessarily in alignment anymore. Friendships, you know, my work, it just didn't feel like it was in alignment anymore. So what do you think it was within your meditation practice that kind of illuminated the, not disease necessarily, but the unalignment with your job and where you're the direction of the fashion industry?
I think the thing is, I don't know, for me specifically, I was constantly running around doing, but I was never slowing down to ask myself important questions. Who am I? What do I want? How can I serve? These are three questions that Deepak Chopra asks all the time. And the more you ask these questions, the more you realize, wow, maybe I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So I truly believe that why we're here and what we do, and once you find that alignment, your whole life will flow. So for instance, I know for a fact I'm here because I'm here to learn the lesson of patience. That's my challenge. That is my life challenge. I'm an impatient person. I'm from New York. And patience is pretty much a challenge for me. And yet I opened up a meditation studio, which is all about sitting still, being silent, listening. And so I am in alignment with what my purpose is.
That is so powerful.
And I wish that people could see. I learned this from this woman, Tej Paul, at Miraval. I don't know if you've ever heard of Miraval. It's this wonderful place in Tucson, Arizona, where they have these classes. And this legendary teacher, Tej Paul, is there, and she taught me that. You think about what it is that you're most challenged by, and then you think about your life. So for her, for instance, she never felt loved from her family. So her whole life, she's been taking courses on learning how to love herself and how to do, and now she's teaching love. So there is her. She's in alignment.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's so interesting. And that was kind of be my question of how did you figure out that it was patience? That was the thing. And I think the answer lies within, you know, just doing the work of sitting in stillness and like turning within and understanding that that was the word. That was the life lesson.
Well, to be honest, I heard my word when I was hit by a car, and I was kind of in between the sidewalk and the car laying there. And I just heard in my head that it wasn't time, that I needed to learn patience. And ever since I've heard that moment in time, I've always thought about that. Wow. And I realized that it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm impatient. I'm still impatient, by the way.
Me too.
Even though I'm doing, by the way, just so you know, even though I'm doing all of those things, I'm still learning. I always say, some of my teachers, like Lauren Ekstrom, Olivia Rosewood, those women walk the walk 24/7. They're yoga teachers, they're meditation teachers, they're just teaching it and living it constantly. I am doing it and living it, but there are often times in my life where I'm not totally walking the walk, mm-hmm. where I will be like, oh my God, I forgot to meditate today.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you...
And people will probably say, what are you talking about? You meditate every day. And it's true in a way, I do meditate every day, but there are days when I don't do like a 15, 20 minute set and I feel that.
Yeah.
I'm a different person when I don't
meditate. Oh yeah. I went 4 days like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago mm-hmm. before the end of the year. Without meditating. And I was just like, what is going on? Who like, is this monster?
Why don't I like me as much?
So how do you get back on track then when you notice that you're not necessarily walking the walk in which you want to embody in your life? What are the steps for you getting back on track and moving into that symbiotic flowy state of feeling patient and, you know, again, embodying this life lesson of yours?
Honestly, and I'm not just saying this, I do the app. We have an Unplug app mm-hmm. where we have recorded all of my favorite teachers on there teaching everything I love. So I literally click a button, I lock myself in my car, and before I come to work, if I haven't done it already right when I woke up, because that's to me the best time to meditate, yeah. if I skip that meditation, which I will once in a blue moon do, before I open up the door for work, I will definitely sit down and do like minimum 10 minutes.
I love that you can just be like, sorry, I'm late, guys. I had to meditate. And no one can say anything. So it's like, duh.
Yeah, it's my work, right?
So
my inner work.
Yeah. So when you first began meditating, was there ever that like limbo period of having to motivate yourself to get on your meditation cushion every day?
I didn't really meditate every single day when I first started. And I was kind of dabbling. So I would go hard and maybe meditate for like 4 hours studying at UCLA or doing something like that. And then I would skip the next day. And I did not have like a real consistency to my practice. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I would say to people, start where you are. Yeah. Start small. You can shift in 1 minute. You don't have to meditate long for it to be effective.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that people get trapped in the idea that we're supposed to be sitting for 30 minutes to an hour in the morning and at night. And well, yeah, that would be ideal in a perfect world. But a lot of the times we don't have that time. And so rather than getting tripped in that mentality of it must be this way, even taking the 5 minutes, like I love how we were talking about it before we got on air with the app, there's meditations that are even 3 minutes long. Right. And it just makes you feel good that you're taking that time for yourself. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I also mentioned before, but I want to share with all the listeners, in the app, you have the different timers, so you don't even have to do a guided meditation, although the guided meditations are amazing. But there's timers that have different chanting or sound bath or even like no noise behind it at all. And I find it so nice when sometimes I just want to like be in complete stillness and silence without having any guided meditation. So mm-hmm. I love the variety of the app.
Thank you. Yeah. And we're constantly growing it. So sometimes I'll have someone say, oh, you know, I hate breastfeeding. I can't sit still. I'm like, oh, we could do a breastfeeding meditation. So then we put it on the app. Mm. We have little kids meditating with us at schools right now, which is just so beautiful. I'll show you a picture of the kid who goes to the principal office and instead of getting timeouts, now they get time-ins. Mm. And they literally listen to our kids' meditations on the app.
That's so cool.
Meditation to get happy quick, meditation to sleep, meditation to... when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you want to punch someone in the nose before you send that email, before you eat that thing.
Just Google search or search it within the app. It's so, meditation for punching people in the face.
Actually, just press the panic button because we have a panic button on there with everything that you know, in that moment that you might want to do. And I use it all the time and it shifts me immediately. But the one thing I really do want to say is the trick to a consistent meditation practice is to wake up. Do not go to the bathroom. Do not do anything, but just meditate. So take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it takes. Close your eyes. Breathe in, breathe out. And you can even say in and out, in and out. Let it go. When your mind wanders, Most people think I can't meditate because I think too much, but thinking is actually part of meditation. You know, you're a teacher, so our mind wanders maybe 1,000 times in one sit. So when your mind wanders, it's actually noticing that your mind has wandered and being aware of that wandering and making the conscious decision to redirect your brain to that single point of awareness. Mm. And that is the practice. Mind wanders back to the breath. Mind wanders back to the breath. It's like doing a bicep curl.
I am a little workout gear obsessed. I know a lot of women dig shoes or handbags, but me? Give me a pair of leggings for every day of the week and call me pleased. If you've been following me for a while on Instagram, then you already know how much I love Sweaty Betty. I found their power leggings a couple of years ago and now have at least 4 or 5 pairs because they are the bomb and make the booty look so nice, even in the times when I'm not working out, which is a major selling point to me. So, Sweaty Betty has been around forever. They've been making waves in the activewear industry with their all-female design team for over 20 years. And in fact, I helped them celebrate their 20th birthday this past year, and I'm so proud to be a partner of such a rad company. Like I said, I love and completely recommend the Power Leggings. They are bum sculpting, which is good for any workout, and I wear them to yoga, the gym, on hikes, really everywhere. Okay, and I know I said this already, but my booty looks so good, and it makes me feel like I'll never have to do another squat again. Thank you. So the amazing team at Sweaty Betty is giving you guys a sweet little discount of 20% off full-priced items. Get the Power Leggings in every color and every design, but seriously. So for 20% off full-priced items, go to sweatybetty.com/podcast and use the code alchemized at checkout. Again, that's 20% off full-priced items when you go to sweatybetty.com/podcast, and don't forget to use the code alchemized at checkout.
So what's your favorite type of meditation? Because there's so many different types.
Olivia Rosewood, who is a teacher I told you about before, always says there's more ways to meditate than there are to make an egg, and I love all of them, and I feel the exact same way. There are so many different kinds of meditation. I can't say that I love sound baths. I love them. I could do sound bath every single day. But I love breath work, and I love guided imagery, and I love mindfulness. So I can't pick one. It's like picking a favorite child.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite child?
And I think that just illuminates also the variety again of meditation because, and in your book, you talk about busy skeptics. It's a part of the tagline of your book. And so for a lot of people that are skeptical about meditation, they think that there's just this one kind. But there are, like you mentioned it, there's breath work, there's mindfulness, there's sound baths. These are all forms of meditation and just allow us to slow down.
Correct. And, you know, there's even just tactical breathing. And that's the thing. I always giggle when I hear David G say, he says when he goes into schools, he calls it mindfulness. When he goes into ashrams, he calls it meditation. When he goes into the military or to cops, he calls it tactical breathing. And guess what he's doing? The exact same thing for all three people. So it doesn't matter. You know, we teach a practice here at Unplug that's secular. So I always say this is the secular sanctuary. It's simplified. It's minimalistic. We strip away any lineages and we just get to the foundation of who you are. Just by kind of focusing on the breath, focusing on a word, focusing on the smell of essential oils or the feeling of the vibration of sound bowls. And that's it.
Yeah.
You bring your own experience and your own thoughts to the game. So when we leave, everybody says, wow, that was so powerful. And the truth is, they all had different experiences and we were all in the same room doing the exact same thing. It's so fascinating.
Yeah. Did you ever think that Unplug would blow up in the way that it has?
Yes.
I love that. What gave you that idea? I mean, I know that you had this idea that there was no resources available to just make meditation quick and easy, but where did you feel, was there a point within you creating this where you were like, holy shit, this is like really going to impact this society and not just LA, but the world as a whole because we are launching this app and creating this community that is so far beyond the studio spaces.
Right. Well, I remember when I was coming up with the idea and I was kind of writing my business plan and I was cuddling with my son and on his wall there is a big map of the world. And I was looking at the map of the world and I said, we're going to be in London, we're going to be in Frankfurt, we're going to be, and I was like, could really see it in all of those places. Now, what's interesting is when I opened up the business, I was like, oh, I'm going to do a ton of these. It's very hard. I'm not going to lie. Managing so many people and making sure everybody's happy and all the customers are happy and you're paying rent and, you know, the whole thing. It's, there's a lot of paperwork involved. But the gift has always been the experience that the people who take the classes have. So what happened was, instead of me opening up locations in all these places, it started with the Unplugged book that was then translated into 9 different languages and was selling all over the world. So that was step one. Step two was the app. And the app was then in 92 different countries. But step three, which has been the greatest thing, and these are all things that just came by going with the flow, not really pre-planning. It was just kind of going with it.
Yeah.
But step three was teacher training.
Mm.
So we launched a teacher training program with this teacher, David G. Have you ever heard of him
before? I haven't, no.
He was kind of working with Deepak Chopra at the Chopra Center, and then he kind of spun off and started his own thing. And he was a friend of one of my teachers, and I read his book, Secrets of Meditation, and loved it. And he came here, and I just like his take on everything. So I asked him if he would kind of do our teacher training program and said, this is what we are, this is what you are. And it's different, but he edits for our program. So we launched the program, and we've only had 2 so far, and we're now in the middle of our third. And we've trained 44 people, and of those 44, 10 are from different countries.
Wow.
And now one, Ryan Nell, has a studio, 2 studios in London, his own, that he's now teaching. So it's just the ripple. It's the ripple effect. You know, you can sit here in this podcast and we have no idea who's even listening to this, right? But one person might be listening to this podcast and think, oh my gosh, I have an idea I can't stop thinking about too. And I was questioning whether or not to do it. And this is a sign that I should do it. And it really is a sign that you should do it, because if I can do it, then anybody can do it. This is not my wheelhouse. I have no experience in meditation. I was never a businesswoman. I was a fashion editor who did photo shoots with people and, you know, covered the collections in Europe and on TV. This was not my thing, but I just learned as I went along. And that is actually the funnest part about starting a business, or seeing your idea through to the end.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we were kind of talking about this before we got on with me learning all these different programs. You know, you get to learn so much and be exposed to so much that you wouldn't necessarily be exposed to if you just kind of let an idea sit and ruminate and never follow up on it. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, have you ever considered, or do you do any work with the fashion industry and entertainment industry to bring mindfulness back into this space that you were in for so long?
Oh my gosh, we are now doing, we have a huge corporate program. So we're in Google, we're at YouTube, we're JP Morgan. I work with Donna Karan in New York, in Sag Harbor, and in Los Angeles. Mm. So we're in her stores, Urban Zen. We're doing pop-ups in Goop. We are really doing a lot. I mean, for anywhere from going into hospitals to going into, you know, we're working with the Wall Group next week, which is a beauty, amazing beauty company. So it's just limitless.
Yeah. So where does inspiration come from for you? Is it through meditation? What does it look like when you are meditating and like asking for inspiration?
I don't even have to ask for it. It just starts flowing. So every day I'm inspired. So for instance, with the app, I know nothing about building an app. And I was working with all these people. I did not even understand anything that they were saying to me. What's a CTA button? Like, a lot of people don't know. Call to action button is that button.
Yeah.
I didn't know what a CTA button was before I started. But there were so many different vocabulary words that I had to learn. So many different skills that I had no idea. UX, all this stuff. And now I realize, you know, I'm really into the meditation space. I know a lot of the top teachers here in Los Angeles and in New York and around the world. They're flowing into the studio and actually teaching classes at Unplug. And then they're coming on our app. But I don't know anything about development. And now I started watching a podcast called App Masters with this guy, Steve P. Young. And I'm like, this guy's so cool. And I started listening to one, then two, then three. And then I saw him that I could actually have a phone call with Steve P. Young. And I called him on the phone and he's like, do you want to come to our retreat? And I'm like, yes. So I'm like working with Steve P. Young. That's amazing. Based on me listening to his podcast, I'm now going on a 2-day retreat with him and I'm going to meet different people, all app founders.
Cool.
And I'm going to be learning from them for 2 days. And then I'm going to the app summit. App, what is it? The growth, you know, I don't know what it's called. Some growth app summit.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm going to that and that's going to be a whole day. So then I'll meet all those different people. So whenever I'm deficient at something, I realize it. And then I have a quest to just build on that.
Information, just being open to information. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about inspiration and it just like flooding through, what does it sound like? Is it your own voice just coming up with ideas? Is it a visceral feeling in your body?
It's things people say to me. Mm-hmm. Like we might have this conversation and you're going to inspire me in some way. And then I'll be like, oh, I'm so good. And then all of a sudden I thought about this. And blah, blah, blah. Now we have to do that. Let's do that. Or this woman who called me this morning and she said, you know, I've been using all these different apps and finally I used your app with all of our third graders. She's a teacher. And she said, did you know that this one app has a teacher, like a free, they let all the teachers do it for free. Mm. And I said, I have no idea. Okay, you know what? We're going to do that. So now that happened this morning.
Okay.
So
yeah.
We just kind of listen and we have a suggestion box at the studio. So when people suggest ideas, then it inspires me. And then I want to kind of see it through. Some of them do. Some of them don't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just I don't hear it. I feel it. Mm. Or I have a thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. I think a thought.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
And the listening is so important. I feel like as entrepreneurs, too, it's hard for us to listen sometimes. Because especially if we're creative and have all of this energy or impatient, and because I totally am too, that we forget to listen sometimes because there's so much value that comes from even the simplest of conversations like you just displayed. So thank you for sharing that. So I want to talk about skeptics because in your book, you mentioned busy skeptics and we already kind of touched on this. Who are these people? And for listeners, how do we know if we are one?
A skeptic is, oh, I don't need meditation. Or, oh, meditation's for hippies. Or, oh, meditation doesn't do anything. Or, ooh, I don't want to join the cult. Mm. Okay, first of all, it's not a cult.
Join us.
Depends. It depends who you talk to. I mean, so for me, the busy skeptics are really actually my husband, who is someone who works in finance, who never did this before, never really wanted to do it, doesn't really enjoy when people get a little too woo-woo on him. So I always think about him being in one of the classes.
Mm.
What are trigger words for someone like that? Universe. You know, opening up your heart.
Mm.
Things that we probably
love. The flowery
love.
Things.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't really... He's one of those people who probably wouldn't appreciate that.
Yeah.
And then you stop and you just say, okay, for those people, we can do a 16-second breath. Just slow down your breath and count your breath. And then you realize you can't count, breathe, and think at the same time. So all of a sudden you're no longer stressed. You're too focused on counting and breathing.
Mm.
And by slowing down your breath, you send a signal to your brain, everything's okay. And all of a sudden you feel better. And they're like, wow, that works.
Yeah.
So you get them like that. And then you go a little bit deeper to it. And then they start craving deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then they want all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I remember there was one point, it was, I think during my teacher training or after my teacher training with yoga, when I was like, well, you know what? Maybe I'm just one of those people that doesn't need meditation. Maybe I don't need it. And maybe I'm just not good at it. And I like, as I was having that thought, I'm like, who am I? My holier than thou to not need a couple minutes to myself. Like, I guess when I began my journey of meditation, because it was a kind of a similar roller coaster of I was on again, off again, would meditate for a while and then wouldn't. It's not until we recognize the real true power of slowing down and how it affects every area of our life. Mm-hmm. Awareness is the foundation of transformation, whether it be with mindset or with the actions that we're taking in our life. And I've found the deepest and greatest awareness through meditation. And so for those that are listening that maybe think that meditation isn't for you, I encourage you to try it and try the app too, because it's so friendly.
Right. Well, a lot of people say, how do I start and where do I start? Because the truth is, when you meditate every single day, your whole life changes. You just become a little more accepting of a lot of little things, that little things don't even bother you anymore. You become a little more aware of your own ripple and the ripple of others around you. You become a little bit more calm, even when it's crazy. So we have a 30-day meditation challenge, and you're doing it, right?
Yes.
And what day? We're on like
30. We're almost done.
Right.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, yeah.
So we just decided to make it really easy for people to do a 30-day meditation challenge and try a little bit every single day. I know you were saying some of them were too short for you. Better for it to be too short than too long.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is just sign up at unplugged.com, and then you subscribe to the app, and every day we send you something in your inbox that just inspires you to meditate. It says, let's meditate. You click a button and then you just meditate.
Yeah. And I love it because there's a little bit, it's a quote and then a lesson and then a different meditation every day. So it's not even the same length of meditation every day, which I thought was really cool. Because going into it, I had no idea like what it would look like if it was just like going to be a daily reminder. But ultimately it is this really versatile meditation challenge. And I love that it exposes you to so many different people and techniques, and is just a really beautiful way to be introduced to meditation.
Right. Is there any particular teacher that you loved or that you felt like you identified with? Or?
I mean, I already told you I love Shannon so much.
Right. I love him too. Blessed, not stressed.
Yes, yes.
It's a great meditation.
Yeah, I love all the teachers, truly. Who's your favorite teacher?
I actually love all of them. Yeah. I hired every single one of them.
No favorites again.
Well, it's true. I really don't have favorites because I like certain teachers for certain things.
Yeah.
But the one I probably hit the most is the When You're Overwhelmed meditation for When You're Overwhelmed with Heather Hayward. Because she just makes me laugh in that meditation in the intro. And then I feel so calm and good, and I forget everything that I was worried about before, and that feeling just amazing every time.
Yes, I love that, and I love that there's a panic button too. Yeah. I did not know that. I don't know how I missed that, but I'm so excited.
It's under the topics.
Okay, okay. Okay, ladies, this past weekend I got married, and I have to tell you, I have never had so many different outfit changes. There was the rehearsal dinner before the rehearsal dinner, the wedding, the after party. Basically, there were a lot of outfit changes. And I'll be honest, your girl is used to sports bras and leggings and definitely was not equipped with all the bras necessary to support the girls through the various outfits. Thank God I found Third Love last month and was able to get all the different bras necessary for my jumpsuit, my strapless dress, and of course, my wedding gown. Third Love is seriously a girl's best friend during wedding season and all the seasons, and I'm so thankful for their support with making the bra buying process super easy. After taking their quick fit finder quiz, you get a selection of bras in your size, and while I'm a solid B cup, my sister has big old boobies and was able to get her size as well because they go all the way down to a size I, and whether you get the everyday t-shirt bra or the classic strapless, you are going to want to live in it because their bras are so comfortable and I highly recommend them. You guys know I love Third Love, so I'm so excited to share that they are offering my listeners 15% off of your first order. So you just have to go to thirdlove.com/alchemize now to find your perfect fitting bra. And again, get that 15% off of your purchase. That's thirdlove.com/alchemize for 15% off today. So do you have any books that have totally rocked your world on the topic of meditation and mindfulness?
I've read so many, so it's really hard to go back into my library and my brain. The ones that kind of helped me create the Unplugged Meditation Studio was Please Meditate with Olivia Rosewood. I really liked that book. David G's Secrets of Meditation, Living with Intent by Malika Chopra. Reinvent Me by Camilla Sacred Dollara. Ben Decker wrote a great meditation book. Those were really good kind of onboarding onto meditation.
Cool.
But what I'm loving right now is James Clear's Atomic Habits. Have you read that yet?
No, but I've listened to him on a podcast before, and he's pretty spectacular.
I really like that book because it's about habit stacking.
Yeah.
So, which comes back to meditation. How do you bring that into your life? Okay, well, every morning I drink coffee. So now I don't allow myself that coffee until I meditate. Mm-hmm. So I meditate and then I give myself that coffee. So it's almost like I'm getting a reward. And in his book, he calls it habit stacking. So you take what you already do and you bring in what you want to do. So maybe it could be even working out. And you say, I want to work out every morning. So you say, okay, now I can work out and then I can have breakfast. I can work out and then I can eat my, you know, drink coffee.
Or yeah.
I can work out and then I can get in my car and go to work.
Yeah.
Or I can work out and then I'll take a shower.
I can meditate and then I can check my phone.
Yeah.
I think that's a big one.
That's the biggest killer of all meditation.
I know.
And what's ironic is the Unplug app is actually on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have to be plugged in to unplug, so.
But it's good because you can do make that like your non-negotiable of like, if I'm going to pick up my phone in the morning, the first thing that I'm going to pick up and check is my Unplug app and do that meditation first.
Exactly.
I think that's like the powerful way of kind of utilizing technology to our own.
And then I can go on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook.
Maybe you won't even want
Snapchat.
To.
Snapchat.
So I know that you have your teacher trainings going on, but where else do you see Unplug expanding to in the next 5 years?
Well, I mean, I know for sure we have two women from Japan who want to open up an Unplug-ish studio in Japan. So when they come here, we know that ripple will go out into Asia, which
That's
is
awesome.
Amazing. So right now I'm really focusing on building the app because the app is already being used all over the world, but not a lot of people know about it, to be honest with you. It's such a baby right now. It's 1 year old. So we now need to share it with people. And my goal is to just share all these amazing teachers with everyone because not everybody can meditate with these people.
Yeah.
They don't live in LA.
Yeah.
They don't live in the capital of spirituality.
Yeah. I'll link to the show notes, the link to download the app too, so everyone can download it because it is amazing. So where do you see the practice of meditation expanding to over the next 5 years?
I think that it's going to be kind of a mandatory thing in all the schools. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're already getting approached by teachers and principals and schools that they need it for these kids because these kids, a lot of them have ADHD because they're so overstimulated. It's an epidemic. They're so stressed. So I see it being part of the curriculum. And so if every kindergartner learned how to meditate, I think it was the Dalai Lama said the whole world would change.
Oh my gosh.
And I really do believe that that will happen, that it'll become so normal and so easy and so accessible that everybody's going to be doing it. You won't need a place like Unplug to come to do it because it'll just be something you grew up with when you were little. Mm. And I hope that that's what happens.
Yeah, I hope so too. I mean, imagine a world would be so nice.
Yes.
So nice.
And everybody would be so compassionate and kind. Just imagine.
Just a bunch of rad people walking around.
Yeah. I always say before our classes start, and sometimes we'll have like 50 people in the lobby, and I'll say, okay, everybody stop. And take a look at each other because you are in a room right now with 50 people who all have the intention to feel good.
Yeah.
And to just sit in stillness and silence and know the power of that. You're not going to meet these people anywhere else. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like all these people who just want to have a beautiful ripple.
Yeah. And I just think that the energy of sitting with a community is so powerful. Mm-hmm. I love my solo sits, but it's just – I don't even know how to describe it.
I think it's easier.
Yeah.
And it's always like a fun surprise. So it's almost like going to a basketball game.
Yeah.
Okay. So yesterday I went to the Lakers game.
Cool.
And it was so cool. But you walk in there and the energy is just so unbelievable.
Yeah.
You feel happy. You feel excited. You feel positive.
Yeah.
And you're like, and it's intense and it's exciting. It feels like that when you go sometimes to a meditation class. You walk in and nobody knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then the teacher says, close your eyes. And then the show begins in your mind. What's going to happen? How am I going to feel? What's gonna, you know, and you go through all these thoughts. And then you shut them down and you just get into the stillness and silence. And you don't realize anybody else is in the room with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're all alone in the room. but you feel good and you know you're not going to like open up your eyes and get out or pick up your phone. You can't cheat.
Yeah.
Because you've got, you know, you're being held accountable by both the teachers keeping an eye on you and everybody else in the space that you're holding space with. And you feel other people's energy, but then it vanishes.
Yeah.
Because you're really just feeling your own.
Mm.
And there's something really exciting and fun and special about that.
Yeah. And the collective conscious too. Mm-hmm. So cool. So outside of meditating, how else do you center yourself and stay grounded living in LA and having lived in New York too?
Well, I'll show you. Little show and tell. I'm kind of obsessed with essential oils.
Awesome. We have a whole box of essential oils for those of you listening.
I'm opening up a box of essential oils. So there's this woman, her name is Jamie Wozniak. She's a teacher. Have you ever met her?
No, I have not.
Okay. So she came and she was so into essential oils and I was like, tell me all the ones you love. And then I ended up buying all of them for myself.
You have a lot of essential oils.
I really do. Great. So now we're putting on sandalwood. Mm. So when you rub your hands together and you take a smell.
That's real nice.
And that's how I ground myself.
Yes.
Mm. I love it.
Sandalwood is
really
special.
It just transforms you, right?
Yeah.
In a second?
Yeah.
That's really how I ground myself.
Mm, I love it.
And I'll carry one in my bag. And then all these nice teachers that I have, they end up making me these like home, I'm showing right now, this homegrown blend that's called Winter Solstice. And this was made by one of our amazing teachers here.
Mm, how lucky
Melanie
we are.
Melanie Kaplan, she took our teacher training program.
I love
she
it.
She made me my own blend.
I tried to, when I was in my teacher training, make a line of yoga mat sprays with essential oils.
Oh.
Yeah. It didn't go anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did them for myself.
Okay, good. And do you use them?
No.
Okay. You're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's another thing. It's okay.
Yeah.
So like I had a makeup line before this called Makeover to Go, and it was great. And I was on QVC and we did 60-second makeovers and it sold. But then I got bored and I was over it and I was out.
Yeah.
So the fact that you had the idea, you actually created it, you made it, and then you realized, you know what, next.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels good. It's better to say to yourself what, you know, oh well, than what if.
Mm, yes, I love that. And I think it is this, you know, pursuit of our passions and of ideas, which allows more to come in too. Mm-hmm. So allowing yourself to stay open, like I was saying, just gives these ideas that Susie Batiz actually mentioned as alive ideas. It gives them an area to continue flowing and to keep you receptive to whatever can come in, because you have no idea when inspiration can hit and when unplug can be created.
That's my biggest problem, is now that I meditate every day, I'm just flooded with ideas. Like, I can't actually achieve all the things in my brain.
Yeah.
This is not possible.
Yeah. Well, you can write them down. Maybe just like post them on like on the side of the street or something like that. Yeah.
You need any? Anybody need any ideas?
You need an idea? So what are three things listeners can do today to get a taste of the benefits of meditation?
Log on to unplug.com, sign up for the 30-day meditation challenge, and download the app.
Yes. That's three things, guys. So where can we find you?
By the way, I didn't come up with that in advance. It just came out. Where can we find me? Okay, you can find me at the Santa Monica studio, if you want to come and visit me live, I would love that. I'm much more of a live person.
Yes.
And we are located in Wilshire Boulevard between Sentinella and Carmelina, or West Hollywood on the corner of Melrose and La Cienega above the Real Real. Those are the two places where I usually am. So if you actually want to meet me, you can find me at one of those locations. Otherwise, we have unplug.meditation on Instagram. That's kind of where we focus our attention for the brand. And then my name is Susie Aloff Schwartz, and that's where I'm on Instagram as well.
Yes, and we're going to link everything in the show notes, including the app, including your book as well.
Great.
And yes, everyone go meet Susie in real life. Come to experience these studios, because they are just so cool. And I love that you kind of took the inspiration from Dry Bar of just creating this easy experience for meditation, because, you know, I fully believe that we are all supposed to be meditating too. So thank you so much for coming on The Alchemized Life. It's been such a pleasure having you on.
Thank you so much for having me. It's just wonderful. Mm-hmm.
is Ava again. I hope you enjoyed today's episode with Susie. She is so amazing, and Unplug is such an awesome app and space in LA. So if you live in LA or are ever in LA, I highly suggest going there and checking it out and starting to meditate, because it is such a powerful practice. You guys know I love it so much. As a reminder, this entire month of April, I am giving away my 30-day email course, Unbreakable Confidence, for everyone that leaves a review, screenshots it, and sends it to me over Instagram at Ava Johanna or at The Alchemized Life. And of course, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to share it with a friend or anyone who may need it and enjoy this podcast as well. I love you guys so much, and I'll see you next week.